This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Earlier this year, UK Prime Minister David Cameron upped the ante on asking tech companies to work closely with authorities by suggesting that messaging apps could be forced to build backdoors for government to access user data. The idea being that to fight things like terrorism effectively, you need to be able to access a broad spectrum of correspondence. As you might guess, this was not met with resounding cheers of agreement from everyone. That includes our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain. He wrote an open letter to Prime Minister Cameron about it because he's worried about opening a Pandora's box of regulation.
If you're going to try to regulate something like WhatsApp, because you know where Facebook lives, they have assets you can seize, so WhatsApp might buckle and put in some kind of backdoor for you, what do you do with NextApp? You're kind of stuck, which means you have to go double or nothing. You now have to try to regulate the entire app ecosystem. And that probably wouldn't work. And if it did, this is where we get to the if it does work, it would mean such an intrusion into this really cool internet environment that has given us so much over 30 years.
Well, what then, Jonathan, would you have us do, I will ask, on behalf of David Cameron?
Well, and that's a fair question. I ended the letter by saying I really don't envy you your job. But what it suggests is there's always a form of surveillance that's likely available that just is a question of how much energy and resources is the state going to have to pour into making it happen. And it's also a reason why I think for many of these forms of encryption, the entities most nervous about them are law enforcement first and the national security agencies second, if at all. And the difference between the two is that law enforcement doesn't have the kind of supercomputers and big resources that the centralized national intelligence agencies might have.
So basically you're saying if it's about big deal terrorism issues, the government's already spying on us anyway, so we don't have to worry about it.
And it might be okay to have the price of that spying not be made as cheap and bargain basement as possible. Even for law enforcement, if we had a rule or an absence of a rule that said the police could wander into anybody's house at any time without a warrant and just kind of check around and make sure the house looks okay, you know, that might well reduce crime, but it's just not something a free society would tolerate.
Our good friend Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.